The FedEx logo was designed in 1994 by Lyndon Leader and Lander Associates, and each and every one of us has seen it hundreds, if not thousands of times in our life. And it's quite possible that you haven't noticed that if you look between the E and the X, the white space between actually forms a right-facing arrow. Feel free to pause this and go look at the logo. And this hidden arrow was intended to be a subliminal symbol to depict the speed with which you're going to receive your package. When it comes to the words in the Torah, of course, we 99.9% of the time, we're focused on what the words are and what the words say, and sometimes maybe why it says this word and not that word, or what is being portrayed here. But rarely do we ever think about the space between the words. And in this week's Parsha, this is the only Parsha in the Torah where it begins where there's no space. Yesterday at Mincha, in my shul, in case you're listening to this in the middle of the week, I'm recording this on Sunday, so we laned at Mincha on Shabbos. So yesterday at Mincha, I noticed that the Baal Kor is having a hard time finding the place. And I approached him and I said, it's in the middle of a column. He said, oh, yeah, yeah. Because a lot of times when it comes to the beginning of a Parsha, you're thinking that's going to be in the beginning of a column and it's easy to find. But Parsha Vayechi, there's no space at the beginning of it. Vayigash ends and then another word later, the next word, is the beginning of Vayechi. So why is this? Why is it that there's no space here? And I want to contrast this with Az Yashir. If you look, you could look in your art scroll Siddur, the way Az Yashir is depicted there is the way it appears in the Torah. It is very open, it's very unique, and it's the only time, I believe, that the Torah is written in that style, where you'll have a few words, then a big space, then a few words, a big space. And the whole column is written that way. Obviously, there are other anomalies in the Torah, like Parshat Hazinu, but Az Yashir is very, very unique. So why is it that here we have a Parsha Stuma where it's closed and there's no space between the end of one Parsha and another, and Az Yashir is totally wide open, basically? And Rav Simcha Bonim Prishischa answers as follows. He says, this right here, Parsha Vayechi, is really, this is going to be the beginning of the Shibud Mitzrayim. This is the beginning of the slavery. Things in Mitzrayim are not going to be going so well for the Jewish people there. And when it comes to being a slave, the whole concept is that narrowness, that closed component of not being able to think. And you don't have any freedom. You don't have any liberty to be able to do what you want to do. And you're meshubad to your master. And whatever your master tells you, that's what you have to do. And when it comes to freedom, so when did Bnei Yisrael get their freedom? After they crossed the Yam Suf. Even though they left approximately a week earlier from Mitzrayim, after all the Makos, when Paro, in the middle of the night, basically during Makas Bechoro, said, get out of here. Even though Bnei Yisrael left a week earlier, they were living in terror that the Egyptians are going to come after them. And they did come after them. And it wasn't until the Yam Suf closed upon the Egyptians, and it wasn't until even the moment where the Jewish people were still scared that maybe they survived on the other side. So we're told Hashem performed a miracle and washed up the Egyptian bodies on the shore so that the Jewish people could see, look, they're dead. Don't worry. You're in the clear. It wasn't until that moment when they sang Az Yashir and they had real, real freedom. And what is this? Freedom is the ability, freedom is the openness, like the way Az Yashir is depicted. The openness to be able to think for oneself, to be able to control one's life, and to be a slave, to be meshuba to someone else, to not be able to think on your own and to do what you want to do is a very, very terrible situation a person should never be in their life. And the Mishnah in Brachos that basically elaborates on this idea in a certain sense. It explains that an Eved, a Jewish slave, is pater from Kriyat Shema and pater from Tefillah. And it's not referring to the fact that they never have to do that, but it's referring to the Zmanim. The mitzvah says Shazman Grama. Why? Why don't they have to fulfill it within the, let's say, the few hour time period that we have to do? Why? How come they have more hours to do this? It's simple. Because a slave, if their master says, I want you to do X for me or do Y for me, they have to drop whatever they're doing and do it. They can't say, oh, you know, I have 10 more minutes, so it's Man Kriyashma. Master will say, so what? You're my slave, get this for me. And therefore, Hashem worked into the system where a slave is putter from this, and a slave has more time and more flexibility because of that. And every single day, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the morning, Baruch Ata Hashem Kemech Olam Shelo Asani Aved. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're not a slave. We thank Hashem for giving us the freedom, for giving us the ability to do what we want to do, to be able to serve Him at our will, to be able to not be subjugated by someone else and have to listen to someone else. And this notion of freedom and our ability to not have to listen to a master of flesh and blood, but to be free to only listen to Hashem is something amazing. And we should think about how each and every one of us spends our time. I personally waste time on some less valuable and less important matters. And sometimes those things get the best of me. But of course, we have to try to minimize that as much as I can. And all of us should think about what we could do with the time that we have. And whether today, whether you're beginning Daf Yomi or not, just the concept of being able to take almost an hour of your day and to say, you know, this hour I'm dedicating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and hopefully even those who do Daf Yomi, a lot of them will learn other things as well. But to be able to set aside time every day and to have a kvius in something, to carve out time for Torah, to carve out time for tefillah, it's a very important thing. And obviously the fact that you're listening to this right now means that you're maximizing your time. Hopefully I'm supplying you with something that you're enjoying, but certainly you get the credit whether you enjoy this or not. And each and every one of us should re-examine how we spend our time, cut out the things that we realize we don't need. And sometimes we end up having like half an hour of Torah and 4 hours of relaxation. Like, does it have to be that way? And of course, everyone needs some time to relax and unwind, but sometimes it is overestimated how much a person really needs to unwind and relax. And I often have felt that there's no greater feeling than at the end of one's day, when you're going to go to bed and you realize, you know, you look back on the day and you think, how I really didn't waste almost a moment. Everything I was doing was productive, whether for my job, my family, for school, for davening, for learning. Everything I was doing was impactful and was important. And it's an amazing feeling. And every single one of us should be zocha to have that feeling and to be able to live each day to its fullest and serve Hashem to the best of our ability.